full of simple PF. These are the carriage. It is, that is. 01-21-2026. Dictation is 4. Mr. Michael Chargulaf. Chargulaf spells C-H-A-R-G-U-A-L-A-F. Michael spells M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Date of birth is 09-29-1968. This is a 57-year-old gentleman. Here for annual physical examination period. Next paragraph. The patient indicated that he has not established a primary care provider and would like to do so. He reports a prior history of hypertension, said he received some medication from a freestanding ER and did not quite finish them, stated he felt well, and so he did not continue taking the medication, period. Next paragraph, past medical history is hypertension. Next paragraph, past surgical history is none. Correction, intestinal surgery. Next paragraph, social history, denies tobacco use, denies drug use, he endorses alcohol use. Next paragraph, medication is none. Next paragraph, allergies are none. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative. Next paragraph. Physical exam. He's alert, oriented, obese gentleman. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96% of room air. Next paragraph. Blood pressure is 150/87. Pulse 91. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.4. Period. Next paragraph. HEANT normal. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac. Regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Today we did a EKG. EKG reveals normal sinus rhythm, no acute injury demonstrated, no prior injuries demonstrated. His rate is regular rate rhythm. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended. Secondary to obesity, no visible peristalsis, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, no tendinous palpation, no organomegaly. No rigidity, period. Next paragraph. Same paragraph. Patient has had recent surgery in his abdomen / stomach, and the skin on the stomach display ecchymosis, along with well-healing surgery sites, period. There is no fluctuance, no bleeding or discharge, no tenderness to palpation. No induration, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. He bears weight well with no ontologic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment of plan. Assessment number 1 is physical examination, number 2 is obesity. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, fatty liver. Number 5, enlarged prostate. Next paragraph, today we, with the following were done. Labs are drawn. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, PSA, testosterone levels, vitamin D, T3, T4, and TSH. Next paragraph. Ultrasound were done to assess patient's organ systems, considering he recently had procedure in his abdomen. Ultrasound revealed fatty liver and large prostate. All other systems appears unremarkable. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medication. 1, lisinopril, 10 milligrams. He will take 1 pill daily for 90 days. Number 90, he was given a blood pressure log to record his blood pressure on a daily basis and to return with these numbers. This is to assess if the medication is effective, period. Next medication, Flomax, 0.4 milligrams, 1 pill daily for 90 days. Number 90, this is to address his enlarged prostate. A consult was done to the GI for a screening colonoscopy, period. Patient was also sent, given a consult to the Houston Eye Associates to have a screening eye exam considering elevated blood pressure for a prolonged period. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.